Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast, a response to an article in Al Sabah newspaper. The media office of Hizb al-Tahrir, Wilaya of Tunisia, delivered the reply below related to the article published in Al Sabah newspaper on September 1st, 2020, entitled Holding its annual conference, Hizb al-Tahrir ignores the political party's law, by Salah al-Din al-Karimi to the aforementioned newspaper on September 9th, 2020. However, until today, it has not published this response as required by the integrity and honesty of professional media. The following is the text of the response. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In response to what Salah al-Din Karimi wrote under the article, under the title, quote, Holding its annual conference, Hizb al-Tahrir ignores the political party's law, end quote, Al Sabah newspaper published on Tuesday, September 1st, 2020, an article by Salah al-Din Karimi, in which he spoke about Hizb al-Tahrir's conference. He considered it a violation of the political party's law because the party operates in politics on the basis of Islam and rejects democracy. The writer's article on the Hizb al-Tahrir's conference was disintegrated and had no cohesion and harmony. And contrary to the illusion of the title, he strayed away from the current facts and events and relied on previous lawsuits in their initial judgments that decided to freeze the party's activity for a month. But he missed or wanted to miss the final definitive rulings that overturned the primary rulings, and we do not know why he did not mention them. In addition to containing many fallacies that we need to pause at and correct, which we summarize as follows. 1. The writer sets out to raise fears and apprehensions about the party and its call for Islam and the Khilafah, using phrases such as, the one that was subjected to a decision of freezing its activity, or Hizb al-Tahrir's conference was marred by many legal and procedural violations. As if the writer of the article wants to imply that the party has judicial precedence, and he is aiming for that to stigmatize it. As for the freezing decision and the judicial rulings, either the writer is a beginner in the journalistic work and did not bother to refer to any official source accredited by Hizb al-Tahrir, or even just to contact the media office of the party and ask questions and understand the dimensions of the authority's pursuit during the time of Beji Kayed Esebsi to obstruct the party's actions by distorting it in the media and incite against it. This is when he said on Thursday, the 1st of September 2016, quote, you must find for me a solution for Hizb al-Tahrir, end quote. Al-Beji passed away. His party faded away, yet Hizb al-Tahrir remained. Or for the writer to be clearly involved with the party's opponents who were unable to confront the party intellectually and politically, so they resorted to methods of insinuation and malicious slander. If we asked the author of the article, he would know that the party presented to the Prime Minister, in quotations, knowledge and news regarding the formation of Hizb al-Tahrir Wilaya Tunisia, and included that the party's goal is to establish the Khilafah al-Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of the prophethood. The party's file included its slogan, and the most prominent part is the banner of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it included, in particular, the draft constitution prepared by Hizb al-Tahrir, which from the onset states a categorical rejection of democracy as a system in which the strong enslaves the weak, and it is a man-made system that contradicts the divine rulings of Islam. Accordingly, the party did not contradict itself and did not divert a single inch of what was stated in the declaration of its formation, which is deposited in the offices of the Prime Minister as well as in the official gazette. The author of the article should know that the judicial rulings that imposed a freeze on the party's activity were summary and elementary rulings resulting from malicious accusations that the authority, in parentheses, presidency and government, tried to distract the party and disrupt through them the party's activities. As for the rulings that were in favor of the party, they were final, punitive rulings that revealed the weakness and insecurity of the authority. How can the author of the article establish himself a judge over judges who have passed judgments that he does not like? 2. The author of the article says, because of its position on the values of the Tunisian Republic and its rejection of the issue of democracy and the civil state, and the party clearly stated its position on democracy and the republic and the rule of Islam on them and in other matters of governance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His revelation, the rule is for none but Allah. Surah Yusuf, Ayah 40. The right to issue judgments and legislation is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. As for democracy, it denies its right that belongs to Allah, Lord of the worlds, the creator of humankind, and makes it for the created human being who is limited in his perception. Hizb ut-Tahrir is not an opportunist party, as is the reality of most of the parties. Rather, it is an ideological party that does not change its color and position with the corrupt democratic system, and it has shown with definite evidences its corruption, and then presented the correct solution to the problem of governance derived from the law of the Lord of the worlds. Moreover, the discussion is about the end of democracy. Even though the party was a pioneer in declaring its democracy bankruptcy and erased its ideological roots in opposition to Islam, yet the major think tanks in the West are talking seriously about, quote, the inevitability of the end of democracy, end quote, and, quote, about post-democracy, end quote. And this is so since the 90s of the last century. It seems that the author of the article missed it. If he put the words, the end of democracy, in the Google search engine, he would have read dozens of Western books titled, The End of Democracy. And what is this protectiveness we see over democracy in the Republic? Does the Republic have any values? Didn't the writer of the article see what the successive French republics did in matters of crimes against humanity? And what America is committing today of horrors that the jungle monsters abstain away from? While it is the leader of democracies and the bearer of the false republican values. Didn't the writer see what the democratic parties did and do that believe in the values of the republic in Tunisia and on its people? Didn't he see how democracy enabled criminals of the Ben Ali's regime to sneak back into power again? Did he not see how the values of the republic made Tunisia a weak state belonging to the European West? Does the writer of the article want Hizb ut-Tahrir to join the group of the subservient? Did the writer of the article not see the parliamentary parties that sold the country, which are the democratic parties that believe in the values of the republic? Finally, we do not like for the writer of the article to be like the wood gatherer at nighttime, picking up snakes with firewood, mixing the right with the wrong, and setting aside the truth, reality, and history. And we would have liked that the newspaper, before publishing such an article, verify the validity of the information in its content so that it does not violate the professional foundations of journalism. Man does not utter any word except that with him is an observer prepared to record. Surat Qaf, Ayah 18. Written by the media office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilayah Tunisia. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.